Blog Talk Radio.
To the place where I first received you. I must confess that I've been blessed. That was Andre Crouch, and we took it back with Take Me Back. God bless you, and good afternoon to our listeners. You are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that is a blessing to you, and to you. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We want you to connect with us. In addition, we are to Global Gospel. We are on Spotify. We're on Apple, iTunes, and we are on Google Play. You can catch us in any of those locations. We are also on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We are on Tumblr. If you go to our Facebook page, if you go to our Twitter page or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every episode. Certainly, you can like our page. You can comment and you can share. We are also on Instagram as well as Global Gospel, and you can connect with us there. If you would like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. If you'd like to email us, you can email globalgospel17@gmail.com. We would like to shout out some of our sponsors: Molinas Factory, Abyssinia, Happy Healthy Functioning, Third Lounge, MPT Enterprise, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Shout out to Ryan Wilson, Marlon Townsend, Nicole Lawson, and our sister Lois Glenn Carter. We thank God for you and your continued support, your endeavors. And certainly we want our listeners to reach out to them. Certainly if you have a need, certainly they can help you. If it's a beauty product, if it's a family need, if it's, anything. If it's a graphic that you need, they are business cards. They are the people for you. Business plan. They are the people for you. So connect with those individuals. Shout out to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, California, Illinois, and Michigan. Shout out to all of you. And then those that are listening around the world, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Germany, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, Ghana, the Ivory Coast, Nigeria, Cameroon, India, Myanmar, Australia, New Zealand, South Korea, Mozambique, South Africa. We thank God for each and every listener, for all of you that thought it not robbery to tune in and to listen to Global Gospel. Certainly, we also want to shout out the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Townsend family, the Bradley family, the Locke family, the Hernandez family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Bridell family, the Allen family, the Natale family, the Thompson family, the Bowers family, the Richburg family. We thank God for you, you and you. All of you make this possible, and we ask that you continue to share the good news with us. Our theme scripture here, for those of you that have tuned in for the first time, comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, and it simply says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." What are we saying today? We came to present to you the gospel of Jesus Christ, for we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To the Jew and also to the Greek, the gospel is for the rich and the poor and the black and the white. For those that are down and out, those that are happy, those that are oppressed, those that are sad, those that are suicidal, the gospel is there for you. The gospel is comprehensive. It is there to meet every need in your life. And certainly Jesus came for that reason, to set the captives free. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came that we might have a right to the tree of life. And certainly we don't have to die, but certainly we can live and reign with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, forever in eternity. There is hope today for those that are hopeless, for those that have doubts and fears. God is here to soothe all your doubts and your fears. And so we give God glory, we give him honor, we give him praise, for he is worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. And so we give a great God great praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion, they fail not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. We thank God for a faithful God. We thank God for a loving God. We thank God for a God that would send his son Jesus to us. Well, listeners, we thank you again for joining us. We ask that you continue to share with us in this hour. We pray that there's something that is said just to help you along the way, to encourage your heart so you don't give up hope and be faint and weary. We also have another special announcement that we want to share with you. The St. John Baptist Church, St. John's Baptist Church of West Hempstead, New York, where the pastor is the Reverend Dr. William Earl Thomas, and the administrative pastor is Reverend Hazel Thomas, presents the Voice That Matters Debate Scholarship Fundraiser. And that event will be held not many days from today. It will be held on February the 26th, that is next week, February 26th, 2022, at 5 p.m. at the Malvern High School Auditorium, 80 Ocean Avenue in Malvern, New York. The tickets are $25. If you need further information, contact Sister Michelle DeVore, 917-579-4069, or you can contact Reverend Sheila Thomas at 516-761-4913. Again, we thank you for sharing with us on today. This is a reminder. We are still in Black History Month, and certainly we are honoring the music that brought us over, the music of our past, as we continue to celebrate this. I invite you, our listeners, to come and take a stroll with us today, because the blessings of the Lord make us rich and add no sorrow with it. So come and stroll down Blessing Boulevard.
Come and stroll down Blessing Boulevard. All your problems,
come and go
down, blessing.
down Blessing Boulevard. And I don't know about you, but I need a blessing from the Lord. And certainly we cannot get enough of God's blessings. And we know that God is able to bless us in the city. He's able to bless us in the field. He's able to bless us coming in and going out, that he's able to bless our family. Certainly he's able to bless our surroundings. And certainly we came to stroll down Blessing Boulevard. I know y'all forgot about that song, but God is still in the blessing business. And certainly if you forgot about it, we came to remind you that God has 10,000 blessings in his right hand.
All your problems, he will soon dissolve. Oh, yeah. He'll put your mind.
Passage of scripture that we would like to share with you today from Matthew chapter 27, Matthew's chapter 27, and I believe that we will start reading at verse 45, and we are going to go down to verse 54, and the gospel according to St. Matthew reads on this wise. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard what that was said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let be, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many beyond the veil. Let's go there today. Let's go beyond the veil. Stay tuned.
For this morning's rising, new mercy given, I thank you. is to worship you each day without fail. This is my earnest prayer. This is my earnest plea. Bid me come. Every pathway cleared, Lord, I thank you for every one of my needs. You've already supplied. I praise you. Yes, there is one thing my soul longs for, is to worship you face to face. This is my earnest prayer. This is my earnest plea.
Share with your people. We thank you for the opportunity to read your word, to study your word, the opportunity to apply your word to our life. For your words, they are spirit and life. And God, we pray now that someone is touched, that someone's healed, that someone is delivered, saved, and set free. In Jesus' name, amen. For every door now open, every pathway cleared, Lord, I thank you. For every one of my needs, you've already supplied. I praise you. Beyond the veil is where I witness all your glory. Seated on your throne in majesty and power, I lay prostrate before you, O my King, in this place of sweet communion. This is my earnest plea. This is my earnest prayer. And you'll bid me, you'll say, come ye beyond the veil. Well, we thank God for the lyrics to that song as we reflect on the word of God. And it is a familiar passage of scripture found in the gospel according to Matthew. And when we think of this particular passage of scripture, this is usually associated with the seven last sayings. It is usually associated with the Passover season, the resurrection season. But verse 51 says, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And certainly we're told that through historians and through theologians that the veil was probably about 60 feet high. But for purposes of this afternoon's message, that's not important. But I do want to talk about briefly dividing lines. And this is Black History Month, so I'm reminded of a quote from Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman said, in my mind, I see a line, and over that line, I see green fields and lovely flowers and beautiful white women with their arms stretched out to me over that line. But I cannot seem to get there no how. I can't seem to get over that line. And then I'm reminded of Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass in 1891 wrote an essay or a summary of writing that was published, and it was called The Color Line. And so just a few, an excerpt from that, a few excerpts, I'll skip around. And he said, aside from the curious contrast to himself, the white child feels nothing on the first sight of a colored man. Curiosity is the only feeling. The office of color in the color line is a very plain and subordinate one. It simply advertises the subjects of oppression, insult, and persecution. It is not the maddening liquor, but the black letters on the sign telling the world where it may be had. It is not the hated Quaker, but the broad brim and the plain coat. It is not the hateful cane, but the mark by which he is known. The color is innocent enough. Things with which it is coupled make it hated. Slavery, ignorance, stupidity, servility, poverty, dependence are undesirable conditions. When these shall cease to be coupled with color, there will be no color line drawn. It may help in this direction to observe a few of the inconsistencies of the color line feeling, for it is neither uniform in its operations nor consistent in its principles. Its contradictions in the latter respect would be amusing if the feeling itself were not so deserving of unqualified abhorrence. And so he concludes his essay by saying, then let us pray that come it may, as come it will, for at that sense and worth over all the earth may bear the gree, and at that man to man the world over shall brothers be for all that. And so I'm sure in 1890s language, we are not sure what Frederick Douglass is saying. Maybe unless you have the time to read the whole essay and dissect it. But he introduced the idea that not only in the United States of America, but at large, there is an issue with color. And the color line alludes to some racial tension. And then W.E.B. Du Bois came along and he wrote something called The Soul of Black Folk. And so he continued with this term of color aligns. And so the reason our ancestors could see a color line, because there was clear discrimination. There was slavery. And after the abolition of slavery, there was Jim Crow. There was whites-only sections and colored-only sections in the movies, at the water fountains, on the bus. Everywhere you went, there was segregation. And lines are very thin. And lines, some of them are meant to be crossed, and some of them are not meant to be crossed. And certainly there is a saying that there is a thin line between love and hate as we look at lines. And if we follow that concept of thin lines, we will know that there is a thin line between north and south. There's a thin line between east and west. There's a thin line between hot and cold. There's a thin line between cold and freezing point. There are thin lines all around us. And then we look at history. There's something called the Mason-Dixon line. And the Mason-Dixon line was derived in the 1700s, and it separated the North from the South, or the free states from the slave states or territories. And so lines have been drawn throughout history, the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom. And so lines go back to biblical time periods and territories and properties. And certainly fights and wars have arisen because of lines. And it's no matter what you do in life, sometimes you try to mind your own business, you try to stay to yourself, but somebody always crosses over that line. The enemy always oversteps his bounds. And certainly we have to know as believers that we cannot cross over into the enemy lines if we're not prepared to deal with what is going on, because there is also a thin line between right and wrong. There's a thin line between holy and unholy. There's a thin line between clean and unclean. There's a thin line between sin and salvation. And certainly you can cross over a line, but you may have trouble getting back on the other side. And so as we take all those things into consideration, and you look at mathematics, we know that lines are very specific. Lines have coordinates. Lines have points that they can be placed in certain areas. And so I think I've talked enough about lines, but here in the scripture, we see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And certainly we know that Christ came through 40 and two generations. And certainly we know that the lineage of Christ was given in the book of, in the gospel. The gospel writer gave us the lineage of Jesus Christ all the way from Adam and Eve up until the time that Christ came. And we found out that over those generations and through the years, there had been some ups and some downs. There had been some highs and some lows. There had been some mountains and some valleys. There had been some victories, and there had been some deceit. There had been some murders, and there had been some births, and there had been some lying and cheating and stealing and betrayal. There had been some prostitutes in the lineage. But guess what? God was still working out our soul salvation. And if we were to go a little further, we'd say that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How do we know? Because he was a lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. And so here we see Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He's dying. He's out at the place of the skull. He's at Golgotha, and he's been whipped all night long, and he's been betrayed by Judas, and he's been through, he's now taken on the sins of the world, and he was feeling a little forsaken, and he felt like his God had left him, and he realized that it was a bitter cup that he had to take, but he knew that he made a decision in the garden that it was not his will, but his Father's will. And sometimes when we are dealing with the bitter part of life, we have to realize that it is the will of God. We have to realize that if we go through that, we will come out. That we have to realize that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We have to realize that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers them out of them all. We got to realize that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. We got to realize that there's some lines in our lives, but lines were made to be crossed. Lines were made to be broken. Lines were made to be eradicated. And we got to realize that when Jesus comes on the scene, he comes to exalt every valley. He comes to make every mountain low. He comes to make the crooked straight. We have to realize that Christ is the fulfillment of prophecy. We have to realize that he is the second Adam. And we have to realize that Christ died for the sins of the world. He died for your sins and my sins. He died that we might have the victory. And certainly we came to declare victory on today. Victory over the enemy. We realize today that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that God lifts a standard against him. And certainly that's good news on today, that we shall not be defeated because God is the greatest power. And so as we look at dividing lines, we realize that man had some rules up to divide races. He set some rules up to divide the rich from the poor and the black from the white and the haves from the have-nots. And he made some lines, and with these lines come oppression, and with these lines come depression, and with these lines come poverty. And with these lines come doubt and fears. With these lines come bill collectors. And with these lines come some horrible places in life. But God is able to pick us up. And so as we look at the scripture, we find that Christ, when he dies, that the veil of the temple is torn in part. And this simply means that there's been a change. That it simply means that Christ has fulfilled what he came to do. That there is no longer any separation between Jew and Gentile. But we have access now. God has granted us access beyond the veil, the place where only the high priest went once a year to the holiest of holiest to make atonement for our sins. But Christ is the atonement of our sin. And so as we read Hebrews chapter, the fourth chapter, you can find Hebrew. And if you read the 14th verse, you'll see that it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest, cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. I like this part here. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I've got to say that again. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. And I don't know about anybody else, but we've all been in a time of need. We've all been in a place where we needed God's grace and his mercy. We've all been in a place where we needed to experience the healing power of God. We've been in a place where we needed God's mercy to just wrap us up and surround us. We've been in a place where we needed to feel God's forgiveness. We've been in a place where we needed the love of God. And I'm glad today that if we have any mountains that we feel like we can't tunnel through, if we have any rivers that we think uncrossable, that God specializes in those dividing lines, those defining moments in our life. God is there, and he's there to break down the middle partition. God is there to make the playing field even. God is there to make our way easy. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And it seems like an oxymoron that a burden can be light, but guess what? With God, all things are possible. And with God, there is no failure. And so I thank God today that there have been defining moments in our lives, that there have been lines that have people have used against us, and the enemy has tried to divide us and keep us out. But when Christ came, he gave us access, and we can go boldly to him because he's seated right now at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. God is a God of specialty, and he can do what no other power can do.
Specializes
and he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. That was the Roberta Martin Singers, a part of our gospel history. Well, we thank you for sharing this hour with us, and we've come down to just about the close of the hour. And so we pray that something was said to help you along the way and encourage you. Dividing lines. Lines come to divide us, but when God divides a situation, he comes to unite us, because God is a God of unity. And certainly where there is unity, there is strength. And we thank God for the strength of God, for the power of God. We thank God for the anointing of God, for it's the anointing that destroys yoke. So whatever situation you found yourself in today, whoever tried to keep you out, God has granted you access through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And certainly God can open doors that no man can shut, and he can shut doors that no man can open. And who wouldn't praise a God like that? Who wouldn't serve a God like that, who has all power in his hand? Amen. And as I said earlier, he has 10,000 blessings in his right hand, and certainly 10,000 blessings, and that's enough for the whole world, and he has that and more. Amen. And certainly God is in the blessing business. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God that God has given us access to the Holy of Holies, that we can go straight direct to the throne room. Amen. Again, for those of you that missed this, all of our episodes are archived. You can listen any time of day or night. All you have to do is connect with us on Spotify, Apple Tunes, or Google Play, or Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our call-in number is 619-924-0800 every week. Look for our posts through the week, and certainly visit our archives. We are going to conclude. We've taken you down memory lane today. We started off with Take Me Back, Andre Crouch. The O'Neill Twins, Come and Stroll Down Blessed Boulevard. Beyond the Veil, Daryl Coley. God Specializes, the Roberta Martin Singers. And certainly we are going to conclude today with prayer, and certainly we're going to take you to church. And so with that old school medley, Bishop Kenneth Chisholm and his church medley. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy, God. God, we thank you for all things. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough, God. God, we thank you today that you sent your son Jesus to die for our sins. God, we thank you today that the veil of the temple was torn in part. We thank you that there is no dividing line between us and you. We thank you we have access, and we can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. We thank you today that healing is ours, for you said healing is the children's bread. We thank you today, God, that the prayer of faith will heal the sick, God. And God, we ask you to remember the sick and afflicted everywhere, God. Remember those that are bereaved, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, God. God, I ask that you dry their weeping eyes, God. God, that you heal their hearts, God. In the name of Jesus, God, give them strength to go on, God. We bind every spirit that's not like you, every suicidal spirit, in the name of Jesus. For you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You are life, God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise, God. God, we thank you for all things. God, we ask that you continue to cover us with your blood as we go to and from our several destinations. Stay the hand of the enemy. God, keep back the accidents and the bullets in the name of Jesus, God. God, remember everywhere that's listening around the world. God, if we fail to ask anything, please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's have church with Bishop Kenneth Chisholm. God bless you until we meet again. Remember, if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
Come on, y'all.
There shall be light in the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find. Through the waterway, it is the light today. Baptized in Jesus' name. Oh, young and old, repent of all your sins, and the Holy Ghost will enter in. The evening light has come.